Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Shake it up, baby!
See, Isley Brothers bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel LaBob is our guest, our good friend, a longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the Franchise King. He wrote the book on the topic, Become a Franchise Owner. Thanks again for hanging out with us, Joel. Joel's been helping us understand how to get started with your franchise search, with your franchise education. And education is the key, isn't it, Joel? You know, whenever I'm trying to break into something brand spanking new that in a world that I don't know much about, one of the things I don't want to do is I don't want to wander in somewhere and look like I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I don't mind not knowing everything, but I sure would like to be able to know enough where they think I'm worthy of a little bit of their time to help me. What do you think?
I agree. Education is really the key. No one wants to be blindsided or surprised. And it's not like there's not information out there. You know, the internet has created this plethora of data, facts, figures, and also education. Mm-hmm. In my case, I happen to own another website, franchisebusinessuniversity.com. And people can take a free online course. It's real simple to follow.
Thank you for that.
And get an introduction to franchising. and then start looking for a franchise. Mm-hmm. And they're going to sound a lot more intelligent when they talk to the franchise representatives.
Well, yeah, and your goal, if you're new to franchising and you've got the ability to pay, and that's one thing they're going to get to real quick, aren't they? When you call these folks,
right?
They're going to get real quick to whether you got the ability to pay for this thing, right? They're not going to waste a whole lot of time until they find out what your financial situation is. And so, even if you've got the money, you don't want them to sort of ring you off because you don't sound like you can pull this off. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. It's a two-way street. You have to be fairly impressive if you want to stay on the radar of a franchise development representative. And people need to know that it's one thing to fill out a request for information form. That's a little nerve-wracking because you know you're going to get a phone call or an email that makes it more serious. But the next thing is you're going to be early on, you're going to be asked to fill out an information form about your financial situation,
right?
A pretty darn specific one. And you may or may not be uncomfortable doing that, but you will not be able to go down the path with this franchise development person unless they have your complete,
right,
just about complete financials.
Including your, they're going to check your credit too.
They're going to check your credit, but you need to do a net worth statement. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And just because someone has money doesn't mean that the money is liquid and available. I've worked with people that have a $600,000 net worth, and $400,000 of it was in an IRA. And it wasn't necessarily immediate liquid income.
Right, right.
And you have to have that today.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways to use some of that money, but you really have to make sure that you have some liquid capital to use. Because if you go to get a traditional small business loan, you have to have skin in the game.
You can't blame
25%.
Yeah, you can't blame franchisors for being a little bit tough-skinned when they're talking to people. They want to be nice to people. They want to make sure that they catch the good fish that
right,
they can work with them. But at the same time, they get a lot of calls from people who don't know what they're doing. And what you want to do is make sure that if you could be that fish, if you could be a good match for that franchise, that you don't get ruled out merely because you didn't do your homework. That'd be the worst, wouldn't it?
It sure would be. If you're financially qualified and you have a pretty good business mind, but you come across like an amateur, forget it. I mean, a good franchise development person is just not going to spend any time with you. They'll go on to the next person.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend, if you're out, you know, you don't know somebody, you know, you, well, of course, first thing you want to do, folks, you want to buy, you want to buy and get connected to all the information you can online. Joel's book's outstanding. But would you also recommend maybe meeting someone if you know someone who owns a franchise and maybe taking them to lunch and say, hey, walk me through how you did this. How would that work?
Oh, sure, it would help a lot. At least you would have the perspective from a real person who's actually written the check and become a franchise owner.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out a little more about how he or she went through the process of finding and researching and what it's like to be a franchisee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great
yeah.
idea.
They might tell you like the line in Monty Python, run away, run away.
That's right. You never know.
Or the line in Amityville Horror, get out.
Oh, yes.
They might tell you to you know, what are you thinking? But, yeah, just get educated. All right, I need that website again, Joel, your university
sure.
website.
Yeah, franchisebusinessuniversity.com, free and paid franchise courses.
All right, thank you for that. All right, so also, what are the industry websites?
The big industry website, franchise.org.
Okay, and then of course, yours, your other one is thefranchiseking.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Joel. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. Please check out that university. Give us that website again, the university one, quickly, Joel.
FranchiseBusinessUniversity.com.
There it is. Check that out, folks. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.